Hamake es aviv ves imo. If a person strikes his father or mother, v'lo asa behem chabura, but doesn't cause a chabura. A chabura means, despite the modern Hebrew translation, it means draw blood. A chabura means like a wound. Okay, here. So technically, a person who strikes his parent and the parent bleeds, even one drop, so now the person has a chiyav misa, the zechenek, strangulation for that. So that's, you get lapsed into the kimla derab minei halachas, right? There's a worse crime, it's a capital crime, and therefore there's no financial payments. Even if, remember, even if it was ba'onus, even if it was b'shogeg, even if it was no edim and hasra, it doesn't matter. In other words, even if you can't prosecute the capital crime, once a capital crime was committed, there's no financial payments for the simultaneous or attendant damage that was done. Same goes v'achol b'chaver b'yom kippurim. If a person, so the first case was a person hits his parent and they does not draw blood, or he's chovel b'chaver, he hurts his friend b'yom kippurim, he draws blood, but it's Yom Kippur. Now the drawing blood is an issur d'oraisa, it's a malacha. It's an interesting, it's a machlokas what malacha it is. Either it's a told of shchita, slaughtering, or it's a told of dash, which is removing like the
kernel.
The thing that from the inside from its husk on the outside. Like, okay, either way, whatever, not for now. We don't discuss that in Shabbos. Right, chayv b'kulan. In both cases, the perpetrator is chayv for both because there's no death penalty because he didn't draw blood from his parent or he did damage on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it's an issur to draw do malach, of course, but the penalty is only a chiyav karas. Right, exactly. Not misa. Therefore, he's chayv. Hachovu be'evet ivri. If a person harms a evet ivri, the evet ivri, remember, is a Jewish slave. He just got into trouble financially, however it happened. We discussed that before. And now he's a regular Jew working in servitude, let's say, for 6 years for his master. And some guy comes and harms that Jewish person who's just working as an indentured servant. So then chayav b'kulan, he has to pay all five payments. Chutz min hasheves. Now, if bizman shehu shelo, if it's his own eved, so then the one payment he will not have to pay if he harms his own eved, if eved ivri, a Jewish servant, is the sheves, the unemployment payment, because what he expect, all the production of this guy anyway is owned by the owner, so he doesn't have to pay for that. But he would have to pay, he's a regular Jew, so you have to pay him for his ripui and his everything else. Hachovul be'evet hanani shel acherim. Now, the Mishnah only discusses this case as opposed to one's own eved, but if a person, the perpetrator harms another person's eved kanani, his slave. So, chayev bekulan, the perpetrator has to pay all five payments, because the eved kanani is considered like a, he's got a din like a regular Jew, because he's still chayev mitzvahs, like a woman, and all five payments go to the master, however. The master, however, is mechuyev to pay for the medical bills of the slave. So in other words, the master is going to net, let's call it, is only what he retains after paying for the recovery of his slave. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ein Levadim Boshes. Rabbi Huda says, the side point, he says, no, there's no busha, based on a pasuk, there's no busha when it comes to vadim, they're like, already have no dignity whatsoever. Okay, that's not the halacha. No, not the halacha. Okay.